is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
May 21st, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 212. How are you guys doing?
All right. How are you?
All right.
First, why does that ring a bell for some reason? It's going on around the 21st, 20 something like that.
Empire Strikes Back. There's
nothing good.
There's some sort of important date this weekend.
It's coming up sometime. True. I don't know, 23rd, 24th, something. I don't know, man. Is it? Oh,
all the days run together.
It's a Labor Day. Is that what it is? No,
that's what it is.
Yes,
Labor Day.
All right.
No. Memorial Day.
That's what it is. I don't remember. Man. You guys know better
Absolutely.
Than me.
Yep.
Maybe Ryan will know when he gets on.
Do you guys got any plans for Labor Day, or Memorial Day, whatever it is exactly? Is it Memorial Day? It must be Memorial Day.
Yes.
I was supposed to go to Sweden.
Yeah, that's why you didn't go to Star Wars with us, asshole.
I know. Now I'm pissed.
Wouldn't happen. And you know, Sweden is the country in Europe that has the highest rate right now.
Of what?
Yeah, but they're going about it differently. They're doing the herd mentality. That's how they're doing it.
As of CNN, Sweden is nowhere near herd immunity, even though it didn't go into lockdown. Yeah, right. Sweden's voluntary coronavirus lockdown strategy is failing.
Well, it couldn't be worse than the U.S.
I'm just like Adam's all like, you guys, you know, fuck you and what you like to do, but I like Sweden.
What's wrong with Sweden?
I'm just saying, I was supposed to go to Sweden, and that ain't happening.
Right.
I'm very sad.
Let's go to Sweden, though. I don't know anything about
Sweden's decision to go with voluntary lockdowns instead of mandatory measures implemented in other countries has resulted in the highest number of COVID-19 deaths per capita in Europe.
Yeah, but what is that? I mean, is it based on... There's so many things. Is it based on age? I mean, who are the people that... You know, there's a lot of things going on there. I don't like that. That seems like a sensationalized headline, if you ask me.
Well, they only have, like, 30 million people.
Yeah, and they got, like, 3,000 deaths or something. So, I mean, the per capita thing is interesting. But I wonder if it has to break down into basic... And because they are completely weird. Like, aren't they mostly non-urban as well, that country?
Its death toll is 3,871, three times more than any of its Nordic neighbors: Denmark, Norway, Finland, Iceland.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder if that's based on. It does seem like there might be a correlation there, but it's definitely might not be causation too. So,
either way, I'm
probably glad I'm not there.
Right, because if you were there, Joy would be there, right?
Yep.
And see, that's your problem.
She can't. She can't get sick.
I think she can get sick.
That is the
problem.
Avoid
getting That's sick. The problem is that she can get sick.
Well, I've been having this discussion, like, or at least about to have this discussion with my wife and thinking it through. Like, one of the biggest factors for having a healthy immune system, one of the biggest factors for not getting terribly sick from this is having a healthy immune system. One of the biggest factors for having a healthy immune system is exposure to illness when you're young and exposure to pathogens and viruses and stuff. So if you go around like preventing your kid from ever getting sick, then they're going to be at risk in the future. Does that make sense? I mean, that seems, I don't know. I understand you want to protect them, but are you putting them in a bubble that's going to hurt them later by protecting them too much?
That is the whole argument against antibacterial soaps and stuff like that, is that you are not getting super small injury or super small sicknesses that build up, you know, strength over time. And then if you're hit with something that is hard, your body is going to be like, soft to it because it's never been prepared with little microdoses of like what it truly could be.
Yeah, I mean, I was also reading about like why foodborne allergies are they're like three times as much as when we were kids, and why that is three times as much as when we graduated, like in 96. And they're not exactly sure why, but they're thinking it has something to do with your immune system doesn't have anything to do and just overreacts when it finds something like a peanut.
Right. Yes.
So I don't know. It's interesting.
I overreact when I find a peanut. I'm like, peanut!
And you eat it, and you're like, this is delicious ground peanut. All right. Because Amy is rightfully concerned about Leander because he has asthma, but I also don't want to say you need to be protected from everything because then you will fall to anything. You know, and it's one of those hard things to talk about and think about. But I don't know. It might turn out that 10 years from now, the world is being ravaged by COVID-19, but Sweden is somehow protected because they're early adopters of everybody getting a kind of an immunity towards it.
Sure, and it's kind of the same thing. Like, I think it's the Nordic countries because so many people died there during the Black Plague. The people who are there actually have there's like a percentage that have immunity to HIV. Like their body just won't get it because they just have an immunity to something that they didn't know about, you know, 300 years earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Black Plague and HIV are correlated?
Well, it's something that, yes, there are correlations, but they didn't know that they had no idea that they were somehow connected until they found that people... But yeah.
Is there... I mean, I don't have the numbers and stuff, but are there cases that Sweden have higher and like is there compared to their death rate is that a skewed number percentage wise compared to other places, you know what I'm saying? Like it looks like they're around 10% or something. That seems really high actually. Yeah, 10% is really high for deaths.
Right.
And I wonder if that has something to do with an older population like Italy or I don't know. How are you guys doing? How's this weekend treating? Anybody got any big plans this weekend or anything going on that's going to be interesting?
Well, I don't know what the weather will be like, but yeah. We're going to go we got tickets to go watch some stuff smash construction vehicles smash some stuff.
What does that mean?
That's fun.
Like, there's a place in Hastings called Extreme Sandbox. You used to be able to go there and just watch, like backhoes smash stuff and dig holes and, like, bulldozers, all kinds of stuff, do some stuff. Like, but now they've basically roped out, instead of having seats there or, like, bleachers, you basically buy your car. And it's like $30 or $29.99, and you buy your car parking spot, and you park, and like just for an hour, you watch like construction vehicles do shit.
Is this just a construction? Really? Like somebody's actually doing construction, and they're like, let's pay people to watch us do construction.
Right, exactly.
Wasn't at some point, weren't you able to do it yourself, like buy tickets to operate machinery?
Yes, yep, you were, and then basically the kids had to be X age in order to do it. But now, basically, instead of doing that, they basically just have hour-long shows. You park the cars and
they're doing backhoe wheelies and...
Yes, and dig giant holes, pick up cars, drop them, shit like that, so...
Okay.
But yeah, so... We're gonna go do that on Saturday.
So, right.
I mean, it'll be pretty fun. And I mean, it gets you out of the house. It does something. You basically, it's like the drive-in movie theater of vehicles doing stuff. So.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else doing anything fun this weekend? Any events going on or anything?
No. Memorial Day.
Yeah, it does seem about it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, generally we go to the cabin, but with the weather. play it by ear.
Okay. So, what is that, Sunday or Saturday, Dave?
Saturday.
Okay. So you'll be out of the house most of the day on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. What time you leave? What time you coming back?
I think we're gonna go at like 4, 3. It starts at 4.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be back. Yeah. So.
Right, just checking. I mean, I don't know anything else is going on Saturday, but I figured that'd be a good time for us to I don't know, get together and have some fun, like give each other hugs and stuff. Because everybody's. Oh wait, Adam doesn't want to give hugs. Sorry, Adam. I thought you were the one
who wanted
to give
hugs. So.
That's true. Adam doesn't want to.
I'm gonna have to hug.
What? Why would you have to hug, Ryan?
Ryan's shelter is still shelter in place. I mean, look at that hair. I mean,
I know. Are, you know? Are you even trying to look good for these people in Japan?
No.
Are you kidding?
He's okay. Looking okay.
More, he's looking more Japanese. He's trying to comb the hair over like a fucking Japanese businessman.
we can give you the Dave Chris special and just come over with some clippers and you'll be good.
Yeah, I'll do it, man.
Be touching him. No touching. He hasn't touched his wife in 3 months for Corona reasons, and he's going to keep it that way.
Yeah, see, like, what we secretly don't know is he's actually been quarantined in that room for the last 3 months. He has not been allowed to leave.
Yeah, there's actually wood across the doors, like 7 Days to Die style.
But it's iron, and it's going to take him forever to get through it.
Hear Amber, like, tunk, tunk, tunk. And he's like, get out of here!
All right. What about you?
What was that thing you're talking about, Dave? Was that a rodeo thing or
go back and
rodeo
listen to the
thing?
Podcast.
Oh,
what sorry, geez, sorry about time. No, go back and listen to the podcast. Adam, what are you doing?
Was it I'm just gonna be distracting until I get an answer. Was it one of those things with a derby? A derby?
No,
no.
I put a vehicles. Link up
there. It's Extreme Standbox. It's like.
Let's see this.
I've heard of that place. Yep. So. Are you participating then? You're going to drive those bad boys?
No. That's the whole point, is they won't let you drive them because of everything right now. Someday, you used to be able to.
I'm surprised. But, I think they could wipe them down, like, you know, and take turns, but...
Yes, but...
You just described the entire country. You could wipe it down and take turns, but nobody wants to. So.
Well, especially in that one, it's like a vehicle that probably you pay a decent amount for... some amount of time. I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, oh, that's cool. So Griffin will probably enjoy that too. Seeing big machines do shit.
Oh, yeah. So.
All right. Everybody else got boring weekends. I am having somebody come over and give me bids on gutters. So let's get your estimates. We'll see who's closest. We're getting bids on gutters for my house. Give me your best guess on the bids for gutters on my house, and next time we'll see who's closest. Whoever's closest wins a giant hug. I'm gonna come over and give you a giant hug and probably some French kissing as well. So
$10 million.
Let's start with Ryan.
Ryan wins. That was the bid I got.
Or give him the
son
hugs.
Of a bitch. My front real guess.
What's that?
Front and back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or okay.
I'm gonna go with 2,800.
Vinyl or steel?
Vinyl, probably.
Was it? This is where you're asking too many questions. You're probably looking this up on the internet right now. Dave's disqualified. My bet. So far, Dave's disqualified.
These are,
I got 2,000.
These are important
questions for pricing.
Yep, Ryan wins.
Two disqualified Daves. Adam, you want
$10 million
fuck around?
And $1?
I'm gonna say $1, Chris.
I'm gonna say $1,800.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with an even 4,000.
What?
Oh,
the fuck?
Dude, you paid 4,000.
Right. Those fuckers will charge you some shit. You don't have to take the bid.
I'm
but,
getting three estimates, so I was gonna.
So we all might be right.
Especially you. What about you, Adam? What do you think?
I'm actually gonna go higher than Dave and say 5,000.
What the fuck?
You guys are crazy.
He's like, water's gonna run off the house. It's fine.
Yeah. 2,800 was my high-end bid. I could see someone coming in for half that, but that's about as low as I could, my guess.
Interesting. But, okay. Yeah, well, tune in next week. We'll figure it out, and we'll see who wins and which king gets a hug.
I'm basically like looking at your house. It's all like, okay, you have the big eave at front, so it'd be like left, right of that downspout, and then back downspout. I'm like, it's not a lot of linear feet.
It's not a lot of linear feet. No, but I mean, who knows? So we'll see. Okay. So that's my plan for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Is it? Why are you doing that?
We've needed gutters for years, and I still can't afford them. But I can afford them a little more than I couldn't afford them before.
What do gutters do for you? They seem to just get clogged and be annoying.
That's all they do, actually. That's the only reason to get them is so you have to clean them.
Yeah, I mean, every year. Forget bringing the water. Take the water away from the house so it doesn't get in the house. Like that problem you used to have.
Ryan's like, basement keeps flooding. Dumb water.
Yeah, we used to get that. Actually, the when that happens the most is when you get gutters. And then you get gutters with the spouts, and then the bottom part separates so that it funnels all the water,
right,
and then
to
it
one
just
spot.
Goes right to one spot next to your house. The most flooding I've had is with gutters, but then the thing coming off at the end.
Yeah, that's what you don't want to happen, I think. So that actually shows you exactly what gutters do, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Flood your basement and charge you a lot, and then gets clogged.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a great day tomorrow, but then that all got moved back. It's supposed to be Fast 9.
Oh, yeah, Fast 9. Got back. Right. It's next year, though, right? This time next year?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was reading an article, and somebody put together, like, all the Fast and the Furious movies and started, like, analyzing them. And then they tried to figure out which is the best. The best.
What a loser.
Of the Fast and the Furious movies.
So they put plants on the roof.
So, which Fast and the Furious do you think did the best?
I need to know. Oh. Like, you know my project. Okay. My project for a giant infographic that hasn't been done yet.
I can't do that.
And he's been talking about it, I don't know, for the last year.
Why would I expect Adam to hear anything I say if he doesn't hear anything in-game? Why would he hear anything in life?
So, yes, this Chris has been doing that, but someone else is all doing this. See, okay, so here are categories of how things were ranked. Racing time is a category. NOS usage.
I have NOS in mind.
Okay, is there a barbecue? Yes. And so basically what he did, his scoring system is, like, he took all the Fast and the Furious movies, and then when he did the numbers and stuff like that, he would then put them in order, giving them 1 point to the most fast in that category and 9 points to the least fast. So he would, in racing time, he would give them a score, and then after all the categories are done, he would total the number of points. The movie with the lowest points basically was considered the best Fast and the Fast. So yes, racing time, NOS usage, is there a barbecue?
That's bullshit. Which
finale had the fastest ending?
What is that?
Best fight. It says best fight. This may sound crazy, but I love the Fast and Furious 6 where Han and Roman fight Ja. They get destroyed and after. So it's basically the most fights. Okay, so hand to hand fights. Or, you know, engine revving time, total time, time spent talking about cars, time spent working on cars, explosions, time a gun is wheeled, total hand to hand combat time. Time riding outside of vehicles, so spent on top of vehicles or doing other things. Time spent at social gatherings, male bicep time, gratuitous party shots, family hugs, mentions of family and or teams.
I got that in mind too.
roll ups with teams, so as they all pull up together.
Yeah.
Corona consumption.
Okay.
property dysfunction, and then does a main character die?
I don't know how their points are calculated, but that's weird. But it's sad they had so many issue things, but they didn't have gear shifts. I mean, gear shifts seems like an obvious one. I calculated gear shifts.
Right. And then someone linked him to another one that someone had done, which is pretty fucking in depth as well. It's like, yes. Changing gears, it's just total time. But they also put in box office revenue versus box office budget versus critical and audience claims. Late.
Okay. So what's the consensus? What's the... there's far too many different variables there, and I don't know how they're ranking those.
Right. All right.
Five is pretty high on the list.
There's five is pretty high. Actually, the winner...
Five and one, maybe.
Five and one. And the winner by this guy's category is Fast and the Furious 6.
Hmm. Oh, 6 is the one where What's-Her-Name comes back? No, that's 5.
I have
to look at them all.
Right, Fast and the Furious 6 is, according to his, the most fast and the most furious. It never placed last in any category. It's tied for Too Fast, Too Furious and Tokyo Drift with 4 number one slots. Family is set 11 times. There's a barbecue that features Corona. The beginning of the film features Brian and Dom racing to the hospital where Mia is giving birth. That counts as both racing and family. Dom and Letty race. It has some of the best fight. It has two of the best fights: the Tyrese and Han battle versus the guy in the in London, and then the Michelle Rodriguez Gina Carano fight on the plane, or later on.
I guess that is a pretty good one. Six is fine. I'll give him that one. I'll give him 6.
Right. Yes, they're like
5 is Brazil, right?
This is Brazil.
Yeah.
4, four like... is Mexico. 5 is Brazil. 6 is London. Overseas.
Right. Yeah, because they're saying the ending is insane. The cars drive very fast while chasing the airplane on an insanely long runway. They also say ride or die.
Yeah, but the only problem with 6 is that fucking What's-Her-Name dies for no... by falling...
But she's the main character.
But she dies by falling like 8 feet off an airplane where everybody else right. is jumping 30 feet and fine.
Right.
I mean, they had to get her out for Wonder Woman.
Well, they don't have any negative points, it sounds like, in this.
Right, they're like, Dom and Hobbs work together. Tej and Hobbs buy sweet cars.
Yeah.
Brian and Roman have a great bromance. Brian beats the crap out of Braga and some prisoners fight. Dom works on an engine. There's a classic team meeting. Dom gets shot, then completely forgets about being shot.
Yeah.
grappling hooks are aided by NOS. So they're like...
It's true. All right.
That's
cool.
And finally, Roman is always hungry.
That's true.
I'm hungry.
Han's always eating.
I know which one Roman is.
Tyrese.
Come on, man.
That still doesn't help me.
Come on, man. He's one of the two black dudes. How's that?
Nope.
He's the funny black dude. How's that?
Don't be saying that about Tej.
Not the computer black dude.
He's from Too Fast, Too Furious, Miami style.
That's true.
Martin Lawrence.
What? Oh, my God.
Is it played by Martin Lawrence?
Is the only black person you know Martin Lawrence?
Nope. Eddie Murphy.
Jesus Christ. We need to get some black people in your life.
Hey.
He's sheltered in his basement.
So, the one... cool thing is we know HBO Max is coming up in a week and stuff like that, and they're like, oh cool man, buy HBO Max, and everyone has been hearing of the mythical Zack Snyder cut of Justice League.
Yeah,
and now it's an official thing that says, hey man, get HBO Max, we're gonna release the Zack Snyder 3 hour and 34 minute cut of the Justice League on there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're reading that they might make it into a 6-part series. I mean, because apparently there's a lot that he hasn't been... I don't know. I read that article. It was interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, they're gonna give him like $20 to $30 million to finish
special effects.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. And you know, when I was reading that article and I didn't know, when he first dropped out, I thought it was because why people normally drop out of movies, because they didn't believe in the project, there was trouble with producers. I don't know, his daughter died from depression. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that's why he dropped out, which... I don't know why I didn't know that. I thought for sure that they would have said something like, but it was just like personal reasons, or it made me think that there was an issue with the project, which sometimes is.
Right.
Like Aquaman has had 36 different directors, or not Aquaman, but
Flash.
Yeah. So had they said that, I would have been like, oh, well, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah. He probably didn't want him saying that, and he just wanted to keep it to himself.
Yeah. It didn't come out until year or year and a half later. Okay. He actually posted a story about it. Like, he literally wrote something all about it and why he left.
Well, it's weird that that is a thing that didn't you know, like, we live in a world where information is hard to keep under wraps. So it's odd that that is something that went so far under the radar that it's just like, eh, it just dropped out kind of a thing. So,
yeah, I can see it. Though I can see if he said, like, I'd like to keep this quiet. I don't want to deal with people.
Of course, but there's
paparazzi. Well, no, I can see that. No, no, I get it. I get it. But I think it's also the kind of thing where people would be like, okay, let's not fuck around with this. This dude asked for this thing. Let's give him that thing. You know what I mean?
I just have no faith in humanity to do that when there's money to be made, you know?
I hear that too.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. I really hope they do turn into like a 6-part series, because the article is really interesting where he's talking about he said he never saw the theatrical release. He's like, I didn't even fucking watch their version. I just put my version out there. So what do you think? What do you guys think of that? What do you think it would do with the story? Because the fans have been asking for this for a long time.
Right. So do you remember, like, I don't know, when they first showed the posters, and there was the poster that said Unite the Seven. Right. It was a Aquaman poster, but Unite the Seven. Oh, cool. That could be the Seven Seas. But there's also the founding seven members of the Justice League, which would include either Martian Manhunter or Green Lantern.
I don't remember Unite the Seven. Okay. That was like an early one.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll try it.
Oh, I found it. So interesting.
Okay, yes. So Unite the Seven, boom. Seven Seas, classic, you know. But that also, yes, because they are getting, basically, Cyborg was not an originally founding member of the Justice League. They put him in there. That means they have to get one more. So it would either be Green Lantern, which we saw Green Lantern during Wonder Woman, or Martian Manhunter, which would be the two big ones. I mean, there's Green Arrow, but I doubt that would happen because that's not set up right. But that, who could it be? I think we'll get some more backstory on, like, Cyborg. I think we'll get a lot more. Because, I mean, he's just like, hey, I'm Cyborg. But, you know, my dad did something to try to save me. This happened. Now I'm Frankenstein's monster.
Right. Yeah, it seems like they would do Green Lantern over... I mean, I'd be cool either way, but I can see them saying, this is a human with extraterrestrial powers, rather than this is an extraterrestrial on Earth kind of a thing. It's a smaller leap for audiences.
It'd be cool.
Well, that's why the comics replaced Martian Manhunter with Cyborg in the first place. Was for that very reason.
Cool if they brought in Martian Manhunter, though.
I agree.
I'm sure him as a character.
I'm sure they will eventually, right? You can't, like, that's a big main character in the fucking DC universe.
He was, and then you know, they rebooted with the whole 52 thing and replaced him with Cyborg, but there's been a renaissance with the whole Supergirl show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, he's now not as seen as you know, extraterrestrial. So,
yeah. So that's interesting. I just have a lot of, like, I know people, like, you know, were expecting a lot of stuff, so they're like, but is it the grass is always greener kind of thing, where it's all like, you know. Yeah. Justice League, it was pretty good. It wasn't great. It was like, it had interesting stuff. I mean, sure, they set up, you know, like, they set up Darkseid as a villain in the Flash, you know, for the, whatever, the nightmare sequence in Batman v Superman, mm-hmm. and they didn't pay that off.
Right.
They, you know, they had a couple things that, like, they hit Flash going... and saying, like, you know, blah, 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 do this thing. We never saw him run to whatever time frame he would run from, whatever time frame back in time in order to make that thing happen. So I'd like to see some sort of payoff with that. You know, like, yeah, I got to go do something. And he, like, runs on the fucking cosmic treadmill and gets going so fast, he goes back in time to try and warn Batman to do a thing in order to stop Superman from doing whatever. Yeah, so there's lots of things that could pay off. I just like it because it's going to be so different. And Superman's mustache won't be weirdly CG'd out.
Yeah.
And it's you know, it's like you said, it's supposed to be darker. It's supposed to, and it really is supposed to pay off more on that dark side, and then the Lex Luthor thing at the end. So
right.
Yeah, that's the one thing that always annoyed me about that movie. I can look through a lot of flaws, but it's like somebody ran a D&D campaign and gave somebody a huge like dream sequence that's supposed to mean a lot, then never did anything with it. Their DM's like, "Eh, no, Armel, never did anything with it." And it's like, "But that was my like origin thing. There's a huge part of it. Nah, no, Armel, you'd be fine."
Well, I heard the tease for that whole dream sequence in BVS, short name for it, is supposed to actually play to Flashpoint. And not to Justice League.
That's right. Fine, but we've had a long time. Like, it's not a well-oiled machine, right? Might get your payoffs like 15 years later instead of 5 years later, like you would with a Marvel show.
Well, what, they've had four overarching leaders come and go. So nothing. Yeah. There's no consistency like Disney Marvel has,
and everyone gets to override the last person with their vision. So it's a clusterfuck, is what it is.
Yeah, it's like someone starts the D&D thing. Someone starts a campaign, has all their notes, and then goes, "All right, I've ran four things. Everyone's feeling my style," and then we go like, "Here we go. We're gonna give it to Ryan," and Ryan goes like, "Okay, these notes. All right, I'm gonna add my own notes here," and then runs a little bit and then gives it to someone else, and you're like, "Wow, that turned out nothing like we thought it was going to." Oh.
It's true.
Ryan made everyone villains.
So that being said, like, how long before George R. R. Martin's like, "Here's $20 million to make the last three episodes of Game of Thrones over again," or last two episodes. And he's like, "Good, my vision will come true. I'm not going to write them, but I will make them in a show for you guys."
If he decided to do that, that'd be great.
I mean, he can't fucking play fantasy football right now, right? So what's he going to do?
Fantasy football. He can't play fantasy football.
He likes football that much.
Yeah, I think HBO is just took the hit, and it was all like, "All right, here we go. Come watch our new stuff." Because they're putting shit tons of money. Like, I looked at the list of movies that are on there. There's a fucking shit ton of movies that I'm like, "I love that fucking, that's a great movie. Man, why don't I watch those?" Like, so I don't know. Like, it's a weird thing. I'll get the free trial and see how it runs, how the UI is, how everything looks. You know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we already have HBO, so just a small step up for HBO now. Well, what is it now? HBO Plus, right?
Max.
There's no more HBO Now, HBO Go. It's going to be HBO Plus.
Right. But, yeah. Because we were talking at work today. I was like, "Man, I don't know. What's the next thing?" Like, what is, like, I don't know what HBO has on the docket. Like, what's the next thing that's going to be, like, the HBO subscription getter? Like, you know, because Game of Thrones became, like, went from a fantasy show to a fucking water cooler, fucking people. This is a Sunday. It's HBO. It's Sunday night on HBO. People watch it. Like, what is going to be that next thing that hits where, like, HBO is all like, "Oh, fuck. Okay, this is our moneymaker now. Let's just dump more money into this and get bigger and bigger episodes."
I think a lot of the ones they have are big.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, necessarily globally big, or they're not necessarily big amongst the five of us.
Yep, that's like what I would recommend. Yeah,
like Chernobyl was like a lot of people at work like were like, "Chernobyl's awesome."
Yep. Right.
We really basically didn't talk about it much, but like a lot of people like thought it was awesome.
It's good, but I'm talking about that like that mass appeal thing where all of a sudden like because Game of Thrones went from, you know, what it was. Like, we knew it. We're like, we watched it, and it was like, first season was fucking good. It went real by the butt. And then all of a sudden, season two, season three, it was like they were talking about it on fucking normal talk shows and stuff like that. Sure. Where, like, it became a crossover appeal. Like, Chernobyl's great. And it looks, but I don't know if people are like, "Oh, man, you got to get HBO to watch Chernobyl."
Sure.
You know how many people fucking, like, died in Chernobyl? It's crazy. No,
yeah, good point. I mean, but the thing, I guess what I was saying is that they don't necessarily need to have a hit like that to be successful, but But they could come up with one, and it would be cool if they did, because that is fun when the whole world like unites around something cool.
And it's not like they don't try; like they're trying everything. Right. Yeah, hey. They hope it's like Netflix. They want another. Show that people watch?
That makes them shit ton of money, of course. Yeah, yep. What's that show that book? Another book that never finishes. Name of the Wind.
Your Tavi books?
No.
We understand you love Tavi.
This is Rothsberg. I thought they were coming on HBO.
Rothmas.
Yeah.
I thought that was coming on HBO because that has some fucking potential, baby, because that book was good.
The King Killer Chronicles?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that coming out? King Killer Chronicles show.
Because I know that was like whatever that Lin-Manuel Miranda really loved that book. Like that was his go-to.
Showtime was developing it, but it's no longer developing it. So maybe HBO will pick it up and then it'll be awesome.
Because I know Amazon's got the Lord of the Rings thing that they're working on and the Wheel of Time thing working on, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like what's the, like Westworld is great and I love it, but that show is fucking, if you don't pay attention, you are confused. And it's like, that's what I like.
But I didn't even watch the season.
And it hasn't always been that way. Season one was not like that. Season one was a mystery ride of adventure. Like, what's happening?
Right.
We need to pay attention, but we don't need to be, you know, watching every second. And we don't need, if we miss, you know, a couple of minutes, it's okay. Yeah. This season, boy, if you're not.
Yes. Yeah, the first season they had like the parallel timeline, so you kind of didn't know because whatever hosts don't age, so it's like you don't know what where you are always. You don't know exactly which timeline you're in because two got a little bit more. It like expanded out in multiple worlds, Westworld and Shogun World, so on. But yeah, this season.
Yeah, season one was really good. And season two was okay. It was fine. And this season's been okay. I'm sure I'll watch the rest of it. But season one was good because of that magic, right? It's, I'm in a bunch of different timelines here. And these are the characters. Oh, I see what's happening. You know, once you hit that moment, you're like, oh, good writing. You just elevated the show into another level.
Right. So. Yes.
Yeah. I watched season three. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I like. The last couple episodes of season three pay off some good things earlier. But I liked it.
But it does take you there. Every season is so different. I think that with these shows, you're kind of talking about this super global hit. I feel like that may still happen. And if it does, it's cool. But I think the business strategy is like, I think they do a lot of research and figure out if we make these four different shows, we'll cover a ton of people. We'll make most people happy. You know, not everybody will like this one, but somebody will. And then, but all four combined. So these shows are like layered probably in a way where they're actually specifically made so that none of them are probably going to be super hits because they cater to a fraction of the audience. So then I think what happens is they do that with something like Game of Thrones. It's made for people that like Game of Thrones. And then it just happens to be really good. Really, really good. And word of mouth makes it spread beyond its original genre. So hopefully that happens with something else.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like Westworld, I don't see it either. It's just, it's a little too niche. And like, would you recommend it to a friend? You'd probably say, yeah, it's really cool. But if you're not into like thinky, computery, cerebral shit, you probably wouldn't like it, you know.
But it does make sense that it's whatever Christopher Nolan's like brother that like is made Westworld and stuff. So it's super thinky, you know, has to do with like the nature of life and free will and all kinds of stuff like that. So but Dave, dude, what's up with your girl, Batgirl? She's like, I'm too tired. I work too many hours. I don't want to be Batwoman anymore.
I don't like these hours. I don't like having to work at night. So I'm just going to quit the show. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm okay.
So the star. Well, and there's been her acting wasn't really that great. And she couldn't hold an accent worth the darn. And I had trouble even getting into the show past a few episodes just because the story wasn't enticing enough.
Yeah.
There just wasn't enough there to pull me into that world and care about the characters.
Yep.
And care about the story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're going to recast for season 2.
3 episodes, and I was like, okay. And I got so much other stuff to watch right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll recast for season 2, give it a shot again. And
so I wonder if this is an easy, like a PR way out for her, or if this is actually that she didn't care for the job.
Well, rumors are she complained about the working conditions, about the hours, about having to do all this stuff. You know, she'd never been a major lead. She'd always been, you know, guest rolling here and there. And so I think, you know, rumors are they talked together and just amicably decided, hey, fine, you want out, leave, and we'll let you leave how you want to leave, and we'll go recast.
Okay. Be a little weird, but for the continuity, but they could always be like, oh, that was a different Earth. But
that's what I'm talking about. Yep.
They can't do that anymore.
They can kind of do that. They'll find a way. They'll be like, but that Earth was saved from Flashpoint, but now it's got it was a you know, it temporally hung on, but now it's got replaced by the real one. They'll figure out a way.
Well, and do they still call her Katie Kane or no, whatever. You know, do they just bring in someone else, you know?
Sure. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Batman's cousin comes out. Batman's other cousin is here.
But they did introduce Bruce Wayne at the end of the of the show.
Yeah.
But it's not really Bruce Wayne.
Oh. Fun.
Someone wearing his face.
Speaking of superhero stuff, have you guys seen the they've been out for a while, a ride through the MCU action videos that guy puts together. He's put out like 5 of them over the years, and basically he's really good at transitions. And it's the newest one came out. I'll find the link. It's like 2 minutes long, and it's just action sequence after action sequence through the MCU, but with really cool transitions. So someone will get punched and it'll turn to somebody else getting punched and stuff. He's gotten really good at it. This is his 5th one. And I think it's by far the best one. So if you get a sec a little later on, look it up and take a look at it. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, the editing is like shots that mirror themselves, like Iron Man 1, where Ironmonger standing over him, bald head, looking over Tony and stuff like that, is the shot at the same angle that, like, when Thanos is looking down at Tony, and it's just, you're like, there's some, like, someone has done some good editing on that.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure, I'm hoping it helps whoever this is get a job, because it did a good job with it, so.
Yeah, did a really great job.
Speaking of superheroes, some off-the-beat superheroes are coming back this summer in July. The Umbrella Academy Season 2 comes out.
Oh, fun. I like that show.
Yes.
They did a crazy quarantine-style dancing thing to announce it. It was kind of cool, because that's kind of how they announced Season 1. Same music, but they were all in character dancing, but that for this season, so kind of interesting.
Okay. When does that come back?
Look forward to that. July, end of July.
Okay.
I like that show too.
Did anybody check out Avatar yet? Ryan, you should check it out.
Is it animated?
Yeah, of course. Avatar the Last
Airbender. Oh, you mean it's not Blue World?
Airbender.
Hey, I haven't. When does Blue World
come
out?
When do Blue Cats come out? Fucking, they've been talking about that for 10 years now.
Yeah.
They're still 10 years away.
How long it takes James Cameron to do anything.
Well, he had to go to the bottom of the ocean for some reason. So.
Again?
In order to film more stuff.
Supposedly like 90% of the sequel was filmed in water.
Yes.
Like in giant tanks, motion capture in water.
All
right. Dude, it's so fucking... Yes. Avatar and 2 and 3 have completed principal photography and are scheduled for release December 17th, 2021, and December 22nd, 2023, respectively.
Oh, yeah, principal release. Yeah, because then they got to take like 2 years to get it fucking screensaver quality for Ryan. Otherwise, he won't be good enough.
It's crazy to me that they have principal release means, does that mean they have something that goes from beginning to end?
Yes, like, they basically hit all. It's basically what they call in the game where it's like feature complete, where it has everything that they're going to do it. And now they just have to basically go and finish texturing and get rid of any of that weird clipping and stuff like that, where stuff interacts because it's all CG, where it interacts and stuff like that.
Polishing, and then after that is final editing.
Yeah, and then you do your music, all that shit like that. So.
So it's so big,
but yes,
like
so
those things are so like massive. It's ridiculous.
That's what she said.
Like how many freaking man? They put a lot of money in movies. Is all I'm saying.
They do.
Yes.
Checked out Avatar yet? Then is that a no?
I have not.
The Last Airbender. Ryan is not gonna watch The Last Airbender.
I'm actually not horribly against that. I think it might be on my list.
Yeah, I'll watch it once I reach the end of my list.
But he keeps adding more things in front of it. It's all like I gotta watch
Netflix and runs out of stuff or whatever.
Netflix, I got you.
I binged Hollow last week. I binged something on Amazon Prime today called Upload.
You already binged that too?
Well, it's only half hour episodes.
Yeah, it's quick.
Okay. So it was really quick. But it had, you know, Robbie Amell in it, so I had to take a look at that.
Well, it's got good writers. It's like the writer or the producers or the guy who created the concept is the guy who made all the other good stuff in the world.
Yeah.
But, yes. Same. Well, then you got, oh man, but Space Force is coming out next week.
Yes. Oh, that looks hilarious.
Yes, that looks.
That came from nowhere. Like, I didn't see anything, then all of a sudden I saw Space Force trailers everywhere.
It was like a week after President announced the, you know, this division. All of a sudden we're like, yeah, we're going to make a show about that now. Thanks.
Yeah, it stars Steve Carell. It looks really funny. Is it? It's a show?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't figure out exactly. I didn't care, honestly. I was like, all right, I'll watch it, whatever it is.
I like that people are like rich enough and committed enough to make a show that's sort of like a joke, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's funny. It's funny that someone can go, ha ha ha, Space Force, and then make a show. Or is it a movie or a show?
No, it's gonna be a show.
It's a show. Yeah.
The lead scientist is John Malkovich. Yeah, I know. He wasn't paying attention, Chris.
Malkovich.
What did I miss? The show movie.
You asked the exact same question. Movie or show.
Oh.
Fuck you and Adam. Both of you, go fuck yourselves right now, all right? Take your penises and go fuck your butts, all right? Because this is ridiculous.
Over. We'll not hug
like
it out.
You can put bags over each other so you're fine.
I think sometimes something doesn't connect when you don't have like a surface to connect it to. So I had to Google the name Space Force to see the image, you know? And
that, or you're just.
And then.
Anything I say goes in one ear and right there, the other. It's like.
Did you see our new.
Either that or anything you say goes in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Ryan just waits for his turn to talk as opposed to listen.
Ooh.
Right. That's not true. Those are lies.
Yeah, I know that's not true. That's why I said it. other than that, I
actually pretty hilarious. Space Force.
When he saw like the rocket blows up and he's like, "How much did they cut? How much was that?" It's like three million. No, three middle schools.
Yeah.
Oh, that could have been three middle schools.
Or he's having a moment at night with the John Malkovich and he's trying to put his feet up and he accidentally launches the rocket.
Yes. And yes, sad. the part where I can't remember exactly how the line goes, but you're like allegiance to science is complete. It's basically you're supposed to be allegiant to America, not science.
Yeah.
They're just like, fuck, man, that's closer to home than I wanted to be.
Yeah, I just hope it's not too close and it doesn't cease to be funny and just become sad.
That does remind me, I did take my Hitachi training.
Of course you did.
And I have been, and then today I had... I learned...
You win, like, current-day Japan was founded, and what's on the Japanese
There was
flag.
Some stuff like that, actually. Like, not quite that far, but there was a bunch of stuff on normal HRE harassment and how to harass and how to, like, deal shit and stuff like that. And then there was the section on the history and Japanese culture, which is actually super interesting. Like, it's probably irrelevant for me because I doubt all... But, like, this is, like, global training, so, like... And it talked about...
Taught
like,
you how far to bow down, right?
Well, it taught you that you bow down, how you bow. There was a section on how to bow. And it, I thought it was pretty funny.
So, 10 degrees is not a bow.
I wasn't...
45. You got to go to 45 degrees.
It didn't give that much detail. It just said it's all relative. Like, the how longer you bow, the more respect you're showing and stuff like that. The deeper you bow and shit like that. And it also talked about things like business cards. You're supposed to hand business cards with two hands. And then, like, when someone gives you a business card, you're supposed to keep it, like, treat it respectfully. Oh my God. If you leave it behind or if you write on it, that's considered... a big insult and stuff like that. It was some of the stuff was like the talking about yourself or your opinions too much is considered not cool.
It's considered un-American, motherfucker. This is America.
Well, no, well, that's considered American, actually, talking about yourself all the time.
That's what I said.
but so that stuff was like that would be hard, just not talking about opinions and stuff. But other things that were like the group is more important than the individual.
Jesus, commies, bastards.
Was actually kind of cool, though, in a way.
Of course it is. You love that shit. And I want to look at your hair and see what you're turning into here. Of course you're turning into a Japanese businessman. Good God.
And they also talked about what was the other thing that I thought was kind of, I could appreciate. They talked about jobs there being like, you get your job based on seniority, not merit. Which I kind of think is annoying, but at the same time, I can appreciate from the perspective of, like, they're respecting people versus the sort of everyone's a cog. The flip side of the merit thing is, like, company has no loyalty to you. It's just like, oh, you're sick? That's too bad. We'll just get a new rec out. You know, good luck. So I thought some of that was interesting, and there was a whole little infogram that was explaining the proper way to use chopsticks, which I would never expect to see in one of those global HR training things.
Just so you know, it's also rude to eat or drink while walking.
Yes, that is true. I saw that. That was funny. Yeah. Although less so. They've softened on that, apparently.
So Ryan is getting the education we all got by watching Jackie Chan movies, which is good for your career, I guess.
And then they mentioned even in the training the phrase, a swan, which looks calm on the surface, is paddling vigorously underneath the water. The idea this was talking about people,
man. You're in a cult.
People like they like in. See, they none of this applies to me actually, but it's interesting. They talked about how in meetings it's normal for like people to like close their eyes when they're thinking, and to be and have moments of silence. They would prefer you like contemplate how to correctly and carefully say something than just like fucking blah 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 all the time.
Again, un-American.
I know. Well, how come we got so many viewers from Japan then?
And this is why Japan is not the number one nation in the world when it comes to bombing countries. Now, is it?
They also talked about the other last thing I'll mention that was interesting is how their business, like businesses in Japan's goals are to make Japan better.
That's definitely we need to change.
Yeah, which that one I could also appreciate. Although it was weird working for a Japanese company to make Japan better, you know, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Are you working for Japan now? I fucking knew it. You know, we spent the entire 40s fighting them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, it's what it is.
Nothing changes, man. Nothing changes.
It's very American of me to work for anybody who will pay me.
That's true.
If we don't get Ryan a kimono, every one of us get Ryan a kimono before Christmas, we will be failing, I think.
It's true.
I don't think I need five of them. Honestly.
It's weird that, like, you could theoretically run into somebody that was alive when we dropped the bombs on Japan. And
yep.
that remember them, like we're like a 10-year-old kid or something. And they wouldn't even be that old. It'd be like 80 or something, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It seems like such a long time ago. And it seems like such a different world that we were fighting, killing Japanese people. And now they're like, they've been our allies for so long. But yet there could be one person alive who remembers that and probably honestly remembers that in a different way that we remember it.
So. Yeah. Mm. They say, fuck are you, dolphin? Fuck you, whale?
So if we take that, let's see, that's the 40s. Like, that person's grandfather could own slaves in the United States. That's weird. Yes. So we run into that person, and that person says, yeah, my dad had slaves. That's fucked up that it was that short time ago, you know?
It is.
Huh.
Get it?
Yeah, any of your grandparents still alive? I only have a grandma.
My grandma, yeah.
Nope, I got three.
So, and they're probably like mid-80s, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
So, those people's grandparents, your grandma's grandma or grandfather could have owned slaves, like, honestly.
It throws me off sometimes thinking about that, because, well...
It's weird. It's weird to think of that way. We think we've come so far, but, man, when you were 10 years old, to hear listen to your grandpa talking about slaves, man, that is it's interesting.
Boy, got his name from somewhere.
Yeah. Adam's grandpa would be all like, here's some porn.
This is the way my grandpa did it.
Right. He's like, it's some slave porn. You're like, whoa, grandpa.
Jesus Christ. My grandpa gave it to me. I'm handing it to you. One day, you'll give it to your grandkid.
It's like it's a video of a flip book. You know? That was transcribed from video to, like, you know, VHS or flipbook to VHS, like, some 100 years later.
that's funny.
That's crazy.
I thought this was real fun, man. But it's basically there's this Spanish soprano who sings. Basically, they're like, "Oh, you speaking?" There's a British guy, so like the conductor's all like, "Do you speak English?" She's like, "No." And then all of a sudden, they play the theme to the original Star Trek series. It's cool. And she like she sings it, and it's really good. Like,
I like the original series.
Yeah, but the song's still fucking good.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So the director is Rainier Hirsch, who is a comedian and a musician. So his orchestra goes around and does these type of things where they just, you know, it's like a stand-up act at the same time that he's conducting this orchestra to play music and pull people on stage.
Yes. What else? Oh, remember how there was evil Chris Banks who wants to wreck everything that regular Chris Banks does?
Regular? Come on.
Right. So basically, there is a movie coming out on Netflix called The Old Guard. I think I've talked about it before. And basically, here's the synopsis. Forever is harder than it looks. Led by a warrior named Andy, Charlize Theron, a covert group of tight-knit mercenaries with the mysterious inability to die have fought to protect the mortal world for centuries. But then the team is recruited on an emergency mission, and their extraordinary abilities are suddenly exposed. It's up to Andy and Niall, the newest soldier to join the ranks, to help the group eliminate threats to those who seek to replicate and monetize their power by any means necessary.
If their climactic battle is against one of their own kind, who if they shoot into the sun, I'm going to be really fucking mad.
And I'm like, I watch it and I'm like, oh, cool, look. Oh, they're showing flashbacks like, oh, cool. They tried to kill me. They thought I was this. And it was like, oh, cool. I'm like an ancient Egyptian guy. And I'm like, oh. And if you look closely in the background of every shot, you see Chris in the background with a goatee on.
That's okay.
It's the darkest timeline, Chris.
Oh, I know that. But it's that's okay because it's happening for a reason, I think. Like, I think that in another timeline, shit got picked up. I got super famous and then went to my head and too much money and blow and goats and wait, goats.
blow and goats.
No goats.
I ended my life in, you know, with a needle in my arm. So it's probably for a better reason is my theory.
Right.
But that sounds fun to watch.
Yeah. And so there's this song contest that Europe has every year. It's called Eurovision. Basically, a country makes a song up, you know, and then submits the song, and then all of Europe votes on it, like, oh, what's the best song, you know, and it's like, hey, you're cool, you're the country that wins. So, Will Ferrell and one of the former Saturday Night Live writers is basically making a movie called Eurovision, or Euro Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga. Basically, and they released a video of Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams playing two characters from Iceland who are trying to submit a song to Eurovision. And they're like, they're dressed up as like fucking space Vikings and shit. It's weird.
And they're
weird.
Playing synthesizers.
So they're playing synthesizers like keytars and stuff. And it looks...
It's hilarious. Like,
it looks really funny.
That's
so
pretty cool. I'll have to watch that.
But other than that, I think that was about all I had. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good week for new stuff. It feels like we are getting a decent amount of stuff, which means I think people are, you know, not necessarily ready to come out of everything, but they are willing to start looking towards the future enough.
Dude. Cool.
So.
Cool. I'm done. I don't know if you guys are done, but I'm done.
Yep, I'm good.
I'm good.
Done, man.
All right. Cool. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll be back next week. There's a lot to talk about next week. We're gonna. I don't want to spoil anything, but man, come back next week because we have a full docket set and ready to go. But Adam, in the meantime, if people want to get in touch with us, where can they get in touch with us?
You can check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And go ahead and drop your happy birthday emails to Dave at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
And thanks, man. We got to figure out what's going on with your mic. But other than that, we're cool. Everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Later.
Later.